Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right. S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Everybody with good working fingers, throw your W's up because it's Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Yay, yay.
Okay,
there it goes.
Whoa.
I had the wrong West. Wednesday. W.
Big things popping today. Brad and Angelina are getting divorced, or are they?
I thought you said Brad. I'm like, where we got that?
Why that divorce has been put on hold, and forget Katy Perry. Taylor Swift has a new enemy. It's a courtroom sketch artist.
Oh, she didn't like her picture.
But first, let's talk about Serena Williams. Her and Alexis Ohanian are expecting their first child in September.
Yay.
Serena just gave an interview with Stella Magazine in which she talked about her excitement, and it's causing a little bit of controversy.
Oh, okay. Why?
Here's what she said. She says, I have so much respect for so many women for giving birth. I'm about to be a real woman now, you know? It's going to be something incredibly impressive to go through.
Aww. What's wrong with that's the statement?
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that statement?
No harm, no foul, right?
Well, right.
Twitter was quick to go in on her saying, oh, what a ridiculous comment. I'm not less of a woman because I don't have children.
Oh, what my God. Get over your depression, sweetie. Okay. It's okay. Some women have kids, some don't.
So women that haven't had a baby, that means they're not a real woman?
That's a lie. I'm a real woman.
I mean,
I don't want to never grow up because I'm a Toys R Us kid. But I'm a woman.
I think it goes without saying. Like, hello, looking at me, do I got to tell you I'm a woman?
Hello.
A real woman? No, I do
not. Do we
not.
Have to tell you
we don't
that?
Got to tell you
we
not
have to
that.
Tell you nothing.
I knew y'all were real women when y'all walked through the door.
That's yeah, right. But guess what? We women can acknowledge and respect a woman who done carried a baby.
Yes.
And I would have no problem saying that's a real woman.
Me too. Somebody push that out of that thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. But what did you have a C-section? Are you still a real woman?
Yeah.
You still got labor. The process.
You through your stomach.
You're emotional.
Worse.
You eat pickles and peanut butter. It's all kinds
of
things.
It ain't no way to get it out. That ain't real.
That ain't real.
Hmm.
Well, speaking of Serena Williams, ESPN's The Undefeated just released its top 50 greatest black athletes of all time, and she came in at the number 6 spot.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Congratulations.
I know, that's
number 6.
Great.
Who's above Serena?
I might have an idea. They determine the rankings based on dominance, impact on society, inspiration, and any guesses on who came in at number 1?
Michael Jordan.
Arthur Ashe.
Yes, indeed. Party people, it is Michael Jordan at number 1. Rounding out the top 5, you have Jackie Robinson in the number 2 spot. Then you have Muhammad Ali, yeah. Willie Mays, and Jesse Owens.
Wait a minute. Do we want to put Michael Jordan above Muhammad Ali?
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as influence?
Nobody's walking around wearing Muhammad Ali's sneakers.
A lot of people are not happy with the list because of who's missing. There's no Tiger Woods.
What?
There's no Mike Tyson. No Floyd Mayweather. No Kobe. And no OJ.
Now, hold on now. We definitely need to go ahead and pay our respect to Tiger Woods.
Yes.
I don't care about his private life.
Yeah.
And I would definitely say OJ Simpson needs to be on there as well.
Yeah. And
well, y'all know how
Mayweather.
I feel about him, but I have
so
to say we need, he needs to
Mike
be on
Tyson
there.
You can't leave out Pretty Boy Floyd
in the conversation of all
agree.
Times.
I agree.
And what about George Frazier?
George Foreman.
Yeah.
Yo, a lot of people eating less grease because of the Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Hey, and I used that got me through college.
Yes.
And I did the homeschool.
That thing make a mean panini.
All right, well, speaking of the greatest, honey, Rolling Stone just declared the greatest rapper alive with their new cover. Drum roll. Kendrick Lamar, honey.
It would have to be.
Okay. What do y'all think about that?
I'm cool with that.
It makes sense.
Who else could have had this title?
I mean, the only other person you could throw into the conversation right now that's, like, super-duper relevant is Jay-Z.
And Nas.
Nas. You know, Drake comes up a lot, but...
Lil Wayne got lyrics. If you listen to all his albums, he's still alive.
But y'all still had
I would
no
have
females.
To say Drake.
No females.
It's only one.
Nicki Minaj? Well, I mean, what's her name?
Who?
Remy Ma.
No, we're talking about someone who over worldwide.
Lil Mama?
Wait, you know what? But Lil Mama's becoming an actress now.
Yeah, she's left with no choice.
She done changed the game.
I can't even partake in this conversation.
What?
Because all y'all are so disrespectful. It's
what?
So many. I mean, it could go to Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah, MC Light. I mean, Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, Foxy Brown, Yo-Yo, Moni Love, myself.
Why are they talking about current ones?
Please fast forward the tape. I can't.
All right, by show of hands, who likes voices in their head?
Me.
Nobody. That's scary.
Oh, that's not scary.
What if those voices in our heads was going to be Heidi, Frank, and Sammy all the way in L.A.? What's going on?
Oh, that's cool.
Bring it on.
Crazy.
Please.
Good.
Speaking of crazy, we're going to launch right into this next story because the internet is probably still blowing up about Taylor Swift's unfortunate face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen her in court. It was her first day where she's going head-to-head with a DJ from Denver over these sexual assault allegations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor claims he groped her during a photo shoot. He says it was mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty serious thing, but it's the sketch from inside the courtroom that got social media wilding out.
Yeah, that doesn't look like her at all. No, it doesn't. The only thing that could be similar is the red lipstick and the blonde hair.
She looks like a villain from the Archie comics.
Why do they always have to look like this? I mean, is there a rule with judicial artistry?
Like, really
it has
basic?
To be, yeah, you have to hire the guy who did the illustration for the intro to Bewitched? I mean, why can't we update? It looks like a very old picture, like the Encyclopedia Brown pictures.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all saw the Martin Scorsese court case that was going down on Friday, but his courtroom sketch artist should draw everybody.
Was he good?
Oh, it was awful.
No.
It was so awful, it was amazing.
Was it a stick figure?
Nah, he just looked like somebody who wants the precious.
I think that artist actually needs the drugs that he raised the price on. This is payback. It's like, watch this. Charge me $1,000 a pill.
But I think courtroom like cases and the sketch artists would get talked about more if we could stylize them. Like, just imagine if the whole O.J. Simpson trial sketch artists, like, you know, whole pictures were done, like, in the style of The Simpsons. Do you realize how dope if that glove don't fit thing would have looked with four fingers trying to fit into a glove?
They should do them off of that.
Well, and even more scandalous news than Taylor Swift's face is that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie may not be getting divorced.
Okay.
Say what? Oh,
absolutely
wow, this
true.
Is
absolutely
new.
True. Now, it's an exclusive cover story, according to Us Weekly. So let's see what they're saying about it.
Okay.
Basically, The whole reason Angelina Jolie wanted to divorce Brad Pitt was because he had a drinking problem. He confessed to GQ magazine that he had been boozing too much. So he's sort of seeing, now this a year away from Angelina, mm-hmm. he's seeing like, wow, I did drink too much. And now that I'm not drinking anymore, Angelina Jolie is seeing that he's making changes towards that. And now she's putting the divorce in limbo.
That's because he's single. That's why everyone proves themselves when they're single. He's like, yeah, 8 kids will make you drink.
Frank,
it seemed like, eight.
You know, Angelina Jolie and those kids is what drove him to alcoholism.
And here's the thing, y'all. If he's been drunk all this time, his drunk brain was telling him, and then the beer goggles were telling him he can get somebody better looking than Angela. When he sobered up, he was like, I'm a damn fool. Let me go back home. I got Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Well, shifting gears, Nikki Reed, who's famous for being hot and also in Twilight, and Ian Somerhalder, who's famous for being in Vampire Diaries and Lost.
And hot. He's
and hot.
Hot,
yeah. And hot. Mm-hmm. They're having a baby together. They announced it on Instagram in May. Nikki told Fit Pregnancy and Child magazine, quote, after the baby arrives, we're doing 1 month of silence. Just the three of us, no visitors, and we're turning off our phones, too, so there's no expectation for us to communicate.
Does that mean no grandparents? No. Good luck.
This is crazy. When I
this
have a baby,
nobody.
Miles has been with me for a year. She didn't go anywhere. I'm like, Mom, I need you. The baby's crying.
They're so annoying. I wish they'd have started this silence vow a month ago before the story came out.
But this is one of those things that sounds like a good idea until you actually try to do it. That baby's going to drive you to want to pick up your cell phone, log out of life for a minute,
yeah,
and
exactly.
See what's going on the internet, get out of the house, do hair on. All right, maybe not the last thing, but
you're
going to
need some other interaction,
yeah.
Okay?
Just each other in love, all lying on the bed with the baby between us.
Get on each other's nerves, honey. That's too much.
All this new wave mess.
They're going to be sneaking out the house like teenagers.
Somebody come get that baby.
All of a sudden, like, can you change the diaper? Wait, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Well, don't go away, because if you like Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds just gave us a reason to like Deadpool 2 even more.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and you're just in time for
What the Fashion Holy Edition.
Yes, baby, honey. Now, y'all, The Weeknd has followed Rihanna's Puma success with his own sneaker, which he designed with Puma. And he has two people in mind that he wants wearing the sneaker, y'all.
Who?
The Pope and President Obama.
Well, he's reaching high.
He's reaching high. In an interview, honey, The Weeknd said, to be honest, I just want to see everyone wearing it. He said, I want to be part of pop culture. I want to see the Pope wearing it. I want to see Barack Obama wearing it. He wants everybody wearing it, but I wouldn't, the president shouldn't wear tennis shoes or the Pope. I can see the president wearing it.
Obama's a cool dude. I could see him rocking them.
Yeah, he off the clock. Brad, would you wear those tennis shoes?
I would. I think they're cute, and they're a cute color. Yes, I like earth tones. I would definitely wear them.
Yeah, but they have to be bedazzled.
No.
No, that ruins them.
No.
That's queen. Gary.
Oh!
Well, moving on, you guys know that I love comic books, especially when it's centered around the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, my God.
Joyce the Eternal movie. Well, yesterday, Ryan Reynolds gave us the first official look at Josh Brolin, his character Cable, and what he's going to look like in Deadpool 2. He posted this photo and captioned it. We all have that one grumpy, heavily armed uncle from the future. Hashtag premium cable. Hashtag Josh Brolin.
I can tell from his face that he must be in shape. He's definitely lost a lot of weight.
So Ryan also tweeted out another photo writing, Josh Brolin and I love to hang out and chat between takes. He calls me his little shake weight.
Oh. That's cute.
Okay, that cute.
Shake weight. I have to use that.
But you know what? After I saw this picture, because it kind of gave a better look of his body, mm-hmm. I wanted to see the transformation. And on his Instagram, I found a lot of videos and a lot of pictures of his body. He looks sickening.
He does.
Yes.
It's paying to be Josh Brolin right now, because not only is he Cable in his Deadpool 2, he's also Thanos in, like, the next upcoming Avengers movies.
He needs to play every single action movie there is while his body look like this.
Yes.
And, you know, he's, like, 49.
Wow.
Secure the bag, Josh.
Yeah. Baby, you're looking good.
Ooh.
Gary, if he's doing this at 49, of course you can do this 10 years older. I think you should do it.
You think?
This should be inspiration for you. You can do it. I believe in you.
And you got to do your legs, too. Don't forget the workout. Never skip leg day.
Them two pictures strong, honey. Them legs are strong. You see, Gary's legs are nothing but muscle.
That's right, boo.
He had the best legs in the civil rights movement.
Okay.
March from Canada to Selma.
Okay. All right, you guys. It's time for...
Grade the Shade.
Honey, now Rihanna pretty much shut the internet down, honey. This past week with the photos of her looking so gorgeous at Crop Festival in Barbados. Y'all remember them pictures, right?
Oh, yes, baby. She looked like a rainbow.
Oh, yes, she did. Well, Nicki Minaj might be coming for Rihanna because she posted some photos of herself on her Instagram, captioned it, trendsetter, with the middle finger and the tongue out. Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of people coming for Rihanna.
Let me give you another piece of fact. Nicki debuted her turquoise hair on Instagram 7 days ago, and Rihanna, her hair, 3 days ago.
Yeah, but how in the hell Nicki gonna try to come for Rihanna, number one, honey? So, I guess all white women need to come out to her when she had her blonde hair.
Well, I can tell you who debuted it like 15 years ago.
Who?
Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
Nah.
So how do y'all grade the shade?
Well, I'm gonna grade the shade on the size of an oak tree.
I'm gonna give it a bonsai tree. Because, like, bonsai tree provides a little bit of shade because it's a tree.
But still enough.
But if you move over here, you see it differently, not as much shade.
Well, if I was Nicki and I would come out with another color tomorrow, I would come out probably with the color oceanography.
That's a profession.
Oh, so...
Yeah, she could be. She's a meteorologist.
Is that what that sounds familiar?
She's an archaeologist.
Honey, oceanologist.
Oceanologist.
Thank you. My God.
Well, coming up, just like herpes, this Usher story will not go away. We're going to tell you what he has to say about it coming up next.
We've been talking about this all week, and the Usher herpes saga continues.
Oh gosh.
Quantasia Sharpton, a.k.a. Angel Valentino. I think I stuck with Quantasia.
Yeah, that's
kick-ass.
That's so different and cool.
She, another woman, and a man are accusing Usher of exposing them to herpes without telling them. After her press conference with Lisa Bloom, claiming that she slept with Usher on her 19th birthday, sources close to Usher are saying, it's not true because he's just not into her type. Whatever that might be.
Okay.
A source close to Usher says that he may have pulled this woman up on stage, that he does that, but he pulls a lot of women up on stage of all different shapes and sizes. So, and he does it as an esteem booster to these women who would never have a shot.
Oh, my God. So, see, now going forward to any Usher concert, if I'm going and I get pulled up on stage, I know that he looks at me as a charity case because he doesn't truly pull.
Yeah, he's looking around and saying, oh, yeah, definitely that one right there. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even get on stage. I'd be like, nope, not getting up there then. If that's...
Yes, you would. For Usher, do you see those girls were stroking his stomach? I would get up on stage just to stroke his stomach.
If every girl wants to dance with Usher, it's just part of his show.
Right,
so
right.
It doesn't prove that he had sex with her and exposed her to herpes. And plus, she said in a tweet earlier in the week that I need some money and enjoying my last couple of hours as a regular girl. And then did this press conference with her lawyer now coming forward and saying all this
because
stuff.
Because she didn't even get herpes. So that's, I mean, she doesn't have a case at all because she's saying she was
Wait, she doesn't have herpes?
No. She was exposed to it but doesn't have it apparently.
She has Hardee's. I'm sorry.
Carl's Jr. out here on the West Coast.
I'm sorry. It was there. Has anybody ever called you after the fact and said, oh, by the way, I have herpes?
No. Why? Has someone done that to you?
I'm asking for a friend.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence finds refuge in the Kardashians.
What?
Yeah, so she did an interview with Vogue magazine, the September issue of Vogue magazine, and she was talking about the new movie that she was filming called Mother. And Mother, I guess, is really dark psychological thriller that would just, it was so intense of a movie to
make. I
heard
at one point that she had to get on oxygen. Like, she was so into the part that it was so overwhelming that she...
She hyperventilated, and then she actually dislocated a rib, and they had to put her on oxygen because she was got so worked up in this movie. And so in order to sort of level everything out, it's like, you have a crazy work day with this dark movie Mother, we need to bring you down and help you relax. And everybody on the cast and crew knows that she loves the Kardashians. She loves watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So they made her this little makeshift tent, like a little quiet place for her to go and find refuge. And they would have Keeping Up with the Kardashians on so she could just sit back, decompress. Jen tells Vogue magazine it was a tent that had pictures of the Kardashians and Keeping Up with the Kardashians playing on a loop and gumballs, my happy place.
You know, when I'm watching the Kardashians, I have a Kardashian tent, too.
I actually thought Keeping Up with
the... I call that my happy place.
Well, it seems Busta Rhymes is showing his softer side.
Really?
Yes, honey. Apparently, he's having a very hard time sending his son off to college, and he decided to share the moment with his fans.
Aww.
Well, Busta posted this photo after dropping off his son, Trillion, and he wrote, "Today was such a magical day. Another one of my babies left the nest today to embark on uncharted territory and start a new phase in life. It's so hard to watch your babies leave the nest."
Oh, I love the way he says baby.
That's sweet. So these grown-ass kids.
It's so endearing, yeah.
It is.
But it's funny, a big, hard rapper like him saying
don't
baby
act
leave
like
the
that.
Nest.
Don't
it's
act like that, Gary.
Moment. Yeah. Maybe you want to bust a tear.
When I post on Instagram, you know, it's different for me because I'm on a reality show that shows my life anyway. So I'm more prone to show my mom and family and all of that. Right. But for a person's page who normally just shows like business, or rapper music, and then you see something like this, it's refreshing.
It is.
Yeah.
But then I start wondering if you're fake or not.
No, it doesn't mean you fake, Gary. You don't have more than one side to you. You just cornball all the time. That dress is horrible.
Well, damn. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, like the same thing.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.